meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And tonight from 311, Nick Hexum has joined us.
Always a treat.
Nick, I don't know if we can raise the height of that chair or not, but Nick is a long, tall glass of water, and his ass is scraping the floor. The 311, I don't know when 311 was in here last.
Not that long ago.
Doesn't feel that long.
With 6 months?
I'm a regular.
It could be longer than 6 months, though. Producer
six
Ann will
to
tell
eight.
Us.
Every 6 to 8.
Yeah. Well, we love 311. And we love the music. We love the people in the band. We love everything about 311. That's
it's
right.
It's a love fest. Well, love line.
Why shouldn't we love 311?
Someone's got to love somebody in this damn world.
Yeah, and it's going to be me loving the band. From Chaos is the name of the new CD, which is coming out in a couple days. What day is it?
Long time ago.
17th? I just got back from Vegas, so I don't know what day it is or what's going on. What is the date today, Drew? Do you
19th,
know?
18th? I can check it right now.
That's so sad.
18th.
Today's the 18th. Anderson says the 19th, but what
Some
else did you expect?
Some cities, it's not the 18th. 19th.
Yeah. So, the tour wrapped up. What's going on there, Nick?
Yeah, we did this this crazy liquid mix tour with us and Jay-Z were the co-headliners, but we had NERD, the Neptune's band, was on there, and Hoobastank, and a bunch of rap groups. It was basically us and Hoobastank, and then, like, the whole hip-hop crew, and, like, Jay-Z and his whole staff of bodyguards. Like, he's got, like, a whole Secret Service deal.
Yeah.
With, like, people in suits and the earpiece.
Why?
And stuff. I don't know. I mean, he did plead guilty to some, you know, attempted murder or something. There's probably some stuff.
Well, let me ask this. I'm always curious about this, because I've yet to develop a posse. I have friends who want me to buy them things, but they're
That's
not really.
That's your posse. That's
is that
it.
My posse?
That is it.
Yeah, but they don't do anything.
Well, get them to want you to buy them earpieces.
Are they packing?
Yeah, and guns and things.
No, they don't pack.
Sunglasses.
They don't posse.
Oh, they don't pack.
They don't posture. They don't pose. They don't do anything that starts with a P, except for me, which is pay. I just pay. And now, you know, you go out to dinner with these guys, and you must have these deadbeat friends, too. They don't even look at the check. They just slide it over to you, and they get up and start walking to the car. Like, it's a non-issue. You know what it's like? It's like when you were 8, and your dad took you out to a restaurant. Right. See, you don't go, oh, let me get this one, Pop, and break open the piggy bank. It's like you just slide it over to
just
him.
Expected.
And, yeah, I'll be monkeying with the pinball machine by the entryway over there. You take care of the waitress, treat her right, and pull the car around. So, so now how did this work? Was the audience, what color was the audience?
The organizers said we had most fans. There was definitely some, like, like kind of a exodus of white people after we got done.
Oh, really? Interesting.
That didn't stay for Jay-Z, but there was plenty of people that were there for everybody.
Right.
And you know, it was a really great time, because me and Pharrell from the Neptunes got to hang out and talk about music and start some projects that are in the works, like a soundtrack and some side projects and stuff like that. So.
Now, what about, doing soundtrack work? It seems kind of lucrative and sort of interesting.
Well, it's like, you know, the reason we usually don't do it, because maybe the soundtrack sucks and we don't want our fans to have to buy a whole album just to get one song.
Right.
But Pharrell is putting together a very cool package that's going to have some really great music on it. And also, in 311, we're kind of into this new sound, and we want to give people a little preview, so a soundtrack would be a little nice little halfway between the two album thing.
Well, what movie is it for?
It's called Little Pimp.
And when's that coming out?
It's coming out, like, February. Like, Bernie Mac is the star, and it's like a animated film.
Right.
And it's
Now I'm trying to think if I've seen anything on it or heard like anything.
Urban kind of leaning, but it's a cartoon for not for kids.
Right.
It's a feature?
Yeah, it's a feature. It's going to have like a sort of a blaxploitation feel, but it's going to have rock in it. It's, you know, the Neptunes are all about, you know, crossing lines. I mean, when they play, they're like all about being rock stars and let's mosh and
right.
like rock kind of vibe to them. So
now, is when you do a soundtrack, and I guess it varies from soundtrack to soundtrack, but do they just pay up front for the song, or do you get paid based on sales?
Up front.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's the way to do it. And oftentimes, it's like you can sell a song twice, right? Because you've already done the song, you put it on an album, the album is sold, and now somebody wants to buy the song from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, and then it gets complicated, because if they want to use it as a single, you don't want it to compete against your own stuff.
Right. Right.
And whether it's going to be actually in the movie or not.
Right. Yeah, because there's stuff on the soundtrack that wasn't in the movie.
Yeah.
All right, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Drew, you know you have the soundtrack to The Sound of Music. That was the last one you bought?
My Fair Lady, actually.
Oh, really? I want to know if you want to sing Edelweiss for everybody.
No, it's okay.
All right. I think it's a little bit of a jip. Like, I was talking to Drew about this, because I did see The Sound of Music in one of the gayest endeavors I was ever involved with a few months ago.
Oh, I saw John Ritter yesterday morning, by the way. Speaking of gay endeavors that you've been involved with. And
oh,
he
yes.
actually spoke very kindly of you, and he remembered your experience riding down the middle of Main Street or
yes.
MGM Studios.
Oh, all right. Where the hell did you see John Ritter?
I was on Good Morning America yesterday.
Right. You guys are getting off.
Like, yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what we're talking about. I went to the Hollywood Bowl for the Sound of Music sing-along.
Oh, right, yes.
That I was
gay.
Yes, it's true. I was talked into it because no one told me what it was. It's like, hey, we're going to the bowl. Come on, it's going to be great. We're going to bring some
bring wine.
Wine. I'm like, what's going on? I don't know. They're showing some old movie. Come on, it's great. We got a box.
Wine.
Next thing you know, I'm holding this flower of my head singing Edelweiss. But they used what that Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music song like 8 times in that goddamn movie. That's cheating. You can't do that.
All right.
You can't do it.
Okay.
All right.
Good times. People need repetition.
Say that one more time. Philip?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Fill it up.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I was wondering about, like, the potency of, like, female parts, you know, like, down there.
Yeah, they're potent.
The potency of female parts.
Well, I don't know.
This guy's a poet. Yeah, he's going to write a song for you. What do you think, Nick?
What do you mean potency? You mean smell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
you need to be more descriptive.
Is your question, can it
they
smell?
They thrive on grossness here, so
yeah,
just really
yeah,
get
it's
right.
It's gross, you know, like, it smelled like, if you drove by, like, Long John Silver's, it'd probably smell like exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just imagining.
Fried?
Long John
yeah,
Silver's,
like
okay.
Fish and shrimp.
Yeah. I'll tell you, though, I'd eat there.
I wouldn't.
All right. Well, listen.
Well.
Who is this, your girlfriend?
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend.
Your ex.
Could
right,
have
broken
an,
up.
Could have time. An infection. Because she could have, and you could harbor the infection still. And usually the bad smell is a infection that's limited to the vagina and not any, you know, it's not a more serious kind of a sexually transmitted disease. But if you care about her, it might be worth just sort of letting her know you noticed something, you heard about it on
well,
the radio.
Well, they're broken
since
up.
Since she's your ex, don't
yeah.
say anything.
I didn't say anything to her.
All right, just announce it on the radio.
Is this why you broke up with her?
No.
Okay.
Oh, Anna, please.
All right.
It's like Walter Raleigh here.
Well, yeah, why'd you break up with her? She turned 14 or what happened?
She turned 18 and she cheated on me.
She cheated on you.
Mm. Yeah.
That may be where the smell came from. There's something called trichomonas. That, seriously. That, ooh, a little pot action.
Philip,
here.
How much weed are you smoking, brother?
No.
Phil, how much? The question is, how much every day? How much every day?
I don't smoke weed.
Oh, yo.
Please.
Phil, who do you think you're talking
way.
To?
No way.
I swear to God, I smoke cigarettes and not weed.
Oh, Philip. Well, maybe not this minute.
All right, you got to smoke weed. Please,
you're talking
laugh.
To?
All right. All right, buddy.
All right.
Oh, you're good. All right. Teenagers are very relaxed these days.
Here's what that
notice
was.
That
was him calling with a bogus call, and all his buddies listening and not wanting to be busted about smoking pot.
Yeah, it was more, yeah, he was yeah. calling. I don't know if it was bogus or not.
But a lot of people listening.
But he wanted to put the word out about this young lady. And then when we busted him on the weed.
No.
Stumbled a little bit.
How dare you?
Kinsey?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh my God, I have a question for Nick.
Yes? Are you laughing or crying?
I'm crying.
Why?
Because this is like a dream come true. I love him so much, and you guys have helped me through so much stuff in my life, from not committing suicide, and I just want to thank you. And I was wondering if in your teen years, did you have any downfalls or fights with depression or anything?
Plenty.
I don't think anyone gets through the teens without some significant depressive symptoms.
That's a fact of life, and it really means a lot to us when we hear that, you know, we help people through dark times. And, you know, going through all the changes that when you're growing up, your brain will go through so many changes. There's bound to be a lot of dark times, and just hang in there.
Yeah.
It always gets better.
Okay.
Right? Nick?
Yeah.
Always.
Absolutely.
Always, always.
And I have one more question for you.
Okay.
I was wondering, since I like write...
Sure. Do that.
Okay.
Which letter would you like?
G.
Oh, God, I don't care. I don't care.
Don't go with a consonant.
Vowel?
Yeah, you're going for one. You got to go with a vowel.
U.
Yeah.
Because you can use that.
Oh, there
one.
Is a vowel. That is a vowel. Yeah, I had to think about that one. I go with U or E. It's more popular.
You usually can always put on her wall, I heart U.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
Go with U.
Okay.
Thanks for calling,
though. All right, Kinsey.
Okay, love you, Nick.
Love you, too.
Adam, you should write the note right now, and then Nick should sign it.
Well, that's what I'm hoping Tara will do.
There we go. We got to follow through.
Tara's going to write down Kinsey's address.
We can sign the CD cover laying right here.
We'll sign the CD cover. Note. And then we'll send that off to her. Oh, that's nice. See,
we're men of our words.
So little means so much to so many.
I remember when I was, you know, first listening to bands, if any little scrap of attention from them, I'd just go nuts, even though I never got one. But if I had.
You know how much it would have meant to you.
Absolutely.
Had who?
Joe Strummer.
Had Joe Strummer ever noticed you?
Sent me something or...
Yeah. Who else?
Wow.
So you got The Clash. This is 1980.
It was something
The Clash. Linda Ronstadt?
It was all about The Clash for like 5 years. And then when they broke up, then I had to move on to what was the alternative of that time, was like The Cure and, you know,
right.
College Rock, REM, stuff like that.
Drew was the same with, I think it was Al Jolson.
Yeah.
That was back in the day. I'm talking about when you were a teenager, Drew. All right, let's talk to Mary, who's 23. Mary?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I had a question for Dr. Drew. I have a friend who just told me that she was diagnosed with HPV, and I wanted to know if you could tell me a little bit about what that is.
That is a wart virus that 50% of people your age have, and it's many of the subtypes are responsible for causing cervical cancer. And so in women, they have to be screened very carefully and treated if anything turns up, but it's quite manageable as long as you get regular pap smears. And it's a sexually transmitted disease, and as I said, about half people your age have it.
Well, is that something that could be, like, transmitted by saliva? Because this is a girl who we go out for drinks, and, you know, she'll pick up my drink and drink out of it, and, you know.
No.
No, nothing like
Mary,
that.
Mary, not even close. Not unless.
Well, but what if she, you know, took that
cup and rubbed it on her vagina or something?
Tequila bottle and, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Those one kind of shots where you, like...
Yeah, those vaginal body shots.
Yeah.
You never had one of those, Drew?
No, I can't
Your
say
Your wife doesn't let you get those, does
no,
she?
No, I've never heard of them, frankly, but...
That body shot is a... You know, my whole thing with that whole body shot is, how about I just do the shot and grab your boob but when I'm done? This part where I'm, like, stuffing my face into the crack of your ass, trying to... I hope that the tequila doesn't go down my chin. It's too distracting. Well, let me say this too. Don't worry, Mary. You can't get sick. But I mean, you'll get it eventually, just not from your girlfriend. It'll be from the dude down the bar. But here's the thing.
He's nailing both of you.
I want to speak to all strippers out there and all the women that are into this kind of stuff with the body shots and the whipped cream and all that kind of titillating stuff. We're not that into it.
So to
we
speak.
Find it. Yes, we find it a distraction. We'd rather you just get naked and dance around. And if you want to let us cop a feel, let us cop a feel.
This is more under that category of the crap they read in Cosmo. They have to make everything very complicated. 10 ways to whatever.
Yeah,
like... You guys are like, 10 ways to just hold still.
Yeah. I've never, Right. I've never met a guy who was, like, let's say, into edible panties. I don't know who invented edible panties. You know, that whole part where I'm gonna turn your belly into a sundae and then lick it all up. What is that? Is there any guy? That's like a movie thing, right?
Bad times, yeah.
Nick, are you into that?
That's the Kim Basinger movie.
Yeah, right. 9.5 weeks. And no guy's really into that. You
yeah,
women,
that's the thing for girls.
Say what guys are into. Just pull
but
that.
But a good guy would do that for his girl, perhaps, yes.
Right, but she would probably only do it thinking he wants to do it.
Right.
And I'm telling you, women, we don't want any of that.
And they're both thinking, God, I'm glad that's over.
You want excitement, you let us just leave the light on.
Yeah.
That's as much excitement as you can do for us. Let us leave
video.
The light on, a little video. Leave the TV on, perhaps. Don't
man
worry.
Show.
Thank you, Nick. Don't worry about all the edible panties and the whipped cream licking. That's nonsense. If gay guys were into chicks, that's what they'd be into. Mm. That's what I'm saying.
Can
straight
I say
guys,
one thing?
Not, yes.
This is Loveline. We are always talking about sexually transmitted diseases. Is there anybody on that screen that wants to talk about, like, love problems, I got dumped, and
oh yeah,
someone cheats. Yeah, let's.
Yeah, we'll find that person. Jeannie?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yes.
You have a love problem?
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay, well, like, I've never really had, like, a long-term relationship,
mm-hmm.
and, like, right now I've been going out with this guy for about a week, and it, like, really scares me to, like, I don't know, like, to have somebody be there for me, like, I've never really had that. And so, like, I don't know, like, I'm not really, like, opening up to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, like, I don't know exactly, like, how I can or, like, how I can accept it. It's just, I'm really scared.
Have you had some losses or some?
Pretty much all my life.
What happened?
Well, like, when I was 7, like, my mom and dad, they divorced.
Uh-huh.
Well, not divorced, but separated.
Right.
Because my mom was cheating on him.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved to Colorado, and like I haven't seen my dad since then. And
are you afraid that you might cheat in a relationship?
I don't know. I just I know that it's just like, you know, to accept somebody. Like every time I've accepted somebody, they just get pushed away.
Every time.
Every time.
Well, you're pushed.
Is he like really chomping at the bit? He's really trying to like. Go for it. He's really excited, and you're like kind of freaked out a little bit. You can just, you know, talk to him about, tell him, you know, you're scared, and give you time, stuff like that.
Well, I told him, like, because like I've dated one time for a month, and that was really hard. But I never really saw the guy, so it wasn't actually dating.
Yeah,
but now
it should be fun.
I
shouldn't
know.
Be hard.
I'm trying to make it fun. Like I just.
But the problem is,
sounds delightful.
If you leave it up to you, Jeannie, you're not going to have the relationship, right? You can't make yourself go there right now.
All right. Well, let me talk some sense.
Let me just say, it's
Jeannie.
If you read some of the dad's side right now, it's a real common outcome of children of divorce, and particularly traumatic divorce, where she loses one of the parents. That is a very common outcome to have difficulty with intimacy well into the 30s.
All right. Good. Just. Cursed her for another 15 years.
For other
stats for you.
Jeannie.
Yes.
This is Adam speaking.
Hi, Adam.
Hey.
How are you?
Okay, so here's the deal. You're not going to straighten out your problems with this guy. And you're probably not going to straighten out your problems with the next 4 or 5 guys. But what you are going to do is get a little bit better with each guy. But you got to put a little work in each time. So you know you have a problem. We know what the situation is, and we know where it's derived from. So you force yourself to do these things. And it's going to work out for a little bit with this guy, and then whatever will flare up, and you'll break up, and you'll freak out. And that's all. That's life. You just got to participate. That's every relationship. Okay?
Okay.
So don't.
One of these times you're
going to
be so crazy about him that you're not even going to be worried about it. I mean, there's no accounting for chemistry, and one of these times it's just going to happen.
Yeah, but that chemistry magically drew shaking his head like a bobblehead doll over there.
No way.
Chemistry ain't going to hit when you're in the place that you're at now.
Well, no, it does.
Unless the guy's
hit.
A real troublemaker.
It does hit, but you'll be sure to sabotage that one.
Well, that's
You will
functional.
Be sure to push
that's
that
That's what I'm saying, yeah. That's more aptly put. All right, so Jeannie.
Yeah.
Just dive in. Get your licks in, learn something.
And in a way, it's protective.
And don't freak
Listen
out.
All your friends that are 18, they're getting over-involved too quickly and having sex and getting, you know, their heart broken. You've got a little protection here that's keeping you safe for a while. And as Adam says, behave Behave as if you were, didn't have those losses and slowly get involved.
All right. Let's hear something from 311. That's my plan. Anderson, you queued up there?
Ready to go.
Yep. This one is called From Chaos. I mean, not the song, but the CD. It's
how about some champagne?
New CD, and it's called, yeah, Champagne. From Chaos is the name of the CD. Nick Hexum is here from the band, and we'll take a quick break and be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Nick Hexum is here tonight from 311. Jim Brewer will be in here tomorrow night. The comedian, you know, from Goat Boy. You know him from Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know where else.
He's been up here before.
Yeah, I don't remember him being up here before.
Long time ago.
Nick, try your mic.
Check one, two.
There you go.
Hello, there I am.
Yeah, there's Nick. All right, let's hop back to the phones and speak with Chris, who's 44. Chris?
Hello.
What's up?
I had a question for Dr. Drew. I'm not sure how to or if I should speak to my teenage daughters about sex.
Okay. What's your alternative plan?
Letting my ex do it.
Is she?
I'm not sure she could. I she had a lot of hang-ups when we were married, and actually, my kids, all my kids. Have a hard time relating to her from time to time.
What do you mean hang-ups? What happened?
Excuse me?
What were the hang-ups?
Well, I guess when she was younger, she was sexually molested by somebody in her family, which she could never talk to me about.
Yeah.
You know, so we had four kids. I think we had sex four times in our marriage.
Oh, boy.
So,
dang.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not... I mean,
I understand why she's your ex, man.
Yeah.
Four times four kids.
That's crazy. She probably will not be able to talk. I agree with your daughter's.
No way.
Certainly you should. Parents are absolutely the source that kids want, and they are the best source. It's a little tough to initiate things. Yeah. They're a little tough to initiate things at 14, 15. You sort of miss the window, which is usually 8 to 12. But you can, you know, get it going.
Well, look, I mean, you don't have to embarrass them, but you can't pass along some information.
Yeah. It's not good to have the talk.
Didn't they ask questions at some point and you kind of rebuffed them, said you don't want to think about that stuff? Did they ever ask questions? No, not really.
I'm not sure how to even approach it. I mean...
approach it from the standpoint of relationships. Just say, you know, you guys, whether you're going to date, what goes on at your school. Just get at it that way and start talking about treating people with respect and mutuality and trusting their instincts and what they get from a relationship, how to make healthy choices. And just go down that path.
What about the health pass?
That's a good idea. Anytime I've ever brought the subject up, it's like, come on, Dad, I don't want to talk about it.
They don't. It's and of course you feel relieved when they give you that one too. That's your out. And
I had that with my parents on every topic though, no matter what it was.
That's true.
All right,
gotta keep pushing.
I have one more.
No,
I'd like.
Well, hold on a second. Did you ever have that conversation with your parents, Drew?
No.
And look at you. You're passionate man. Didn't hurt you at all.
Maybe that's the problem.
Nick, did you ever have that conversation?
Absolutely did.
You did?
From the start, anything, I can ask any question.
And would you?
And did. Everything from as young as I could possibly conceive what was going on, I asked. They told me. Mm-hmm. My mom's a psychologist. It was...
Was it good?
It was easy, and it was good, and I was not, like... I don't know if the fear of people, you know, might be, like, over... sexually active if you know, so people don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I wasn't. I was, like, better off for it, I believe.
Right. So no hang-ups, no stigma, and that's the way to approach it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, listen, this whole part about information leads to action.
No.
Have we dispelled that myth yet?
Well, I find it so bizarre that people wish that were to apply to sex, but to nothing else. In other words... What's the logic that we should be talking to our kids about drugs and alcohol as early as possible, but don't talk to them about sex?
Yeah, that sort of irony drives me insane. Yeah, if you think about it, and it's more sort of right-wing retarded rhetoric where they do that. You need to get into your kids. You need to get involved with their life. You need to talk to them about drugs. They need to do it at school. They need to do it at home. But then they're against the health teacher talking about sex and sexuality to the 14-year-olds. You know what I'm saying? So which is it? Is the information good or is it bad? You've got to take a stand. Another thing that drives me nuts, I keep seeing these commercials. There's a new one now, which is, and Drew, you heard me complaining about this some weeks ago, but there's a new one out now, which is there's a guy, and he's sitting at home, and he's just a regular white guy, you know.
Marijuana.
He's like in his, and he's...
That's what I was in Good America doing.
He's got a basketball on his lap, and he's just sitting in his apartment. He looks like one of the writers from The Man Show, and he's about to light up a joint. And this little girl's voice comes in, and she goes, "This is Bob. That's the joint that Bob's going to smoke." And then it goes to, "And this is the dealer that Bob bought the joint from.
Woman going up the stairs.
Yeah, and... Good-looking woman going up the stairs.
That's the first one, is a really nice-looking woman coming up the stairs to his
apartment. Would you shut up?
Anyway.
You see what he does to me?
But that's what makes it more it draws you in a strange way.
Well, quiet down. I'm talking about the one where Bob is holding the basketball and smoking the joint.
That's the one. The next picture. Listen,
ignoring the hottie.
You're ignoring me. Right? I had to do this whole thing, Good Morning America. I had to review this
picture.
Isn't that the point, though, that the joint is making him ignore the hottie?
No. Okay. That's Adam's point. It's a very nice woman coming up the stairs, kind of looking up at him. Here's the dealer that bought.
And who's she?
She's the dealer that sold him the pot.
The hot chick is the dealer?
And then her supplier. Now you start to get the
who's in the cab? That's like in the car.
The next guy is a guy sitting, a dirty, scraggly looking guy in his living room. Next one is the cartel guy in the
cab. I wish you could TV commercial.
Is this the one that killed the family?
Yes.
The family got in the way?
You see the tree with the pictures around.
How'd I miss the hot chick?
It's boom, it's flashed at you.
All right. Anyway, the point is there's this whole new drug campaign where, you know, Bob smokes a joint, it trickles down, and the next thing you know, some drug cartel is killing off some innocent Mexican
family.
Unless
you grow your own.
Well, there's that's the other part, too, where they're talking about, well, what about funding terrorism with your drug use? And here's my argument. Hey, go ahead and legalize it. Now we don't fund terrorism. Now do we?
This was the discussion at Good Morning
Yes,
America.
You're blaming us?
Yes.
You're blaming us for smoking the weed? Let us grow a goddamn plant in our backyard. We won't have to have the Sandinistas shooting the Nicaraguans or whatever the hell they're going on over there. Please, idiots. How dare you insult our intelligence this way? Right-wing wackos. I hate when they get all preachy with that crap. Like, you smoke weed, you create... Really? Really? And so the people who drank alcohol in Prohibition, they started up the mob? They started up the syndicate? Or was it the idiots who decided it should be legal in the first place that started them up? I would argue it's the people that made it illegal in the first place. And yes, if I could grow a goddamn pot plant in my backyard, then we wouldn't have to have the little kids killed in Mexico.
I think we're going to see a couple of states legalize it soon, and we'll be able to then look at this.
Still talking about it, though. What year is it?
I know.
It's got to happen. And I mean, things become so obvious before they happen. I mean, when are we going to start to look for alternative, like, electric cars? You know, we could be driving electric cars, but nobody wants to. We're just going bigger and bigger SUVs, but, like, we're not thinking about the fact that this is screwing us up with our world politics, making us depend on these unstable regions.
Listen, I couldn't agree more, but when's that 500 Merch coming in?
We all love our power, but we could have big batteries, you know what I'm saying?
Look.
That's the future, batteries.
That's an economic.
I could buy stocks in Duracell.
Definitely an economic thing, though. I mean, actually, you know, big oil does not want us getting into a big electric until they can make some big money off of it. But this is a slightly different situation. I mean, it's not a money situation. I'm sure there's always money around, but I don't know how the government profits off of this. I understand. Look, here's how the oil thing works. The oil lobbyists control the politicians, and they're not going to. And once in a while, some guy pipes up, some politician, and he says the average fuel rating for the average car that comes out of Detroit needs to be moved up to 28 miles a gallon, and then the lobbyyists all attack him, and it drops down to 20 again. And that's how it works. I know, but these guys are in office because of these guys and because of the money.
I think Al Gore he's an environmentalist, and I think he would have done that. And he won the election, and it was a coup d'etat, and it's like everything was changed by that one.
Certainly got a better shot than Bush, who's, you know, old oil money. But the point is that it's an economic structure that I don't know how we're going to change until they stop accepting money from oil people that are putting them in office. And by the way, everybody, why do you think they pay them the money? You think oil people just happen to like this guy or happen to don't like this guy and just give them millions and millions in campaign donations? It's a business.
And why of all times in the world that we're trying to make peace in the Middle East would we pick now to invade Iraq?
But I don't know.
I mean, this is like, could this be any more worse timing?
Oh, no. Well,
they haven't done anything new that they haven't done in the past 9 years, yet now we want to do it.
Well, listen, if the guy is sitting on top of something.
It makes it look more like a racial thing.
Oh, no.
Well, that's the way they see it. That's the way that they
see it. I understand that.
I mean, if we're trying to make peace with them.
Well, I don't think we're trying to make peace with them.
Everyone's sitting on something. We can't. I mean, there's so many countries that could have nuclear. I mean, little things, but they're not going to be able to blow us up. I mean, what are we really doing here?
I have no idea. All I know is bad people having weapons of mass destruction is probably not a good thing. That's all I'm saying. I think we could have been more heavy-handed. I mean, we can destroy many nations, and we don't. We do other things that are bad, but we don't actually take them out. But I don't want to get all into politics tonight. I do want to say that
if you
guys don't want to fuel the drug lords that are in Colombia or in Mexico, then all you got to do is legalize it. So you've solved your own problems, you hypocrites.
Plus, I mean, with the taxes that they make on cigarettes, if they had that same amount of tax, like, coming in from marijuana, you could have health care for everybody.
Yeah, you should just be able to have a plant on your own goddamn property. I mean, that is really, I don't know. What do you think the founding fathers would have said, who, you know, had a fair amount of hemp plants their own, but what would the founding fathers have said about not being able to grow a plant for your consumption on your property that you pay taxes on?
Yeah, it was like a given. They were like, we don't even need to put that in there, because of course you can.
That was a no duh.
Somebody thought of no duh part.
Somebody thought about doing it, and they said, no, come on, no duh. Of course you can grow a plant on your own goddamn property. All right, now we got to take a break because we got all sidetracked.
Did we take any calls this segment?
No, we took a half a call. We had what's
Adam
his name?
Adam and Nick show. The anti-Rush Limbaugh.
we'll take a little break. Nick and I got to talk about cars, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Nick Hexum is our guest tonight. He is from 311. This is not 311.
Is this System of a Down or something?
Corn.
Good record. Good job, guys.
Yeah, I haven't seen the Corn guys in a while. I did run into their manager at the airport a couple weeks ago, though.
They have a management cartel. They don't have a manager.
Well, I ran into Peter, who's the big guy who always was associated with the band and always dealt with and that kind of stuff. And as you know, when we joined the band Korn on the Man Show for a little behind the music thing, he was the guy we dealt with.
Right.
Yeah.
Picking and grinning and picking and grinning.
Yeah. I think Anderson's playing that because Jimmy played the banjo with Korn. Yes. No, I played the banjo. Jimmy played the clarinet.
Trick question you got there? I saw the freaking thing.
Got a little confused there. Amanda?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah. Well, like, me and this guy, we like each other, and we go to school with each other, and so Monday we went on a date, and we made out and stuff, and he said he wanted to go out with me, but he won't go out with me until he, like, gets his mom's permission, but his mom's Mormon, and he is too, and he said he won't go out with me until his mom agrees with it.
Does that mean never?
Huh?
Does that mean, is that a nice way of saying never?
I don't know, but he said he won't, like, if his mom says no, he won't go out with me because he wants to go to heaven, wants to go on his mission or something like that.
Oh, it's a can of worms.
Yeah, why can't he date, though? I mean, you can date if you're Mormon, can't you?
Well, yeah, until he's 16. And he turned 16 today, but I'm atheist, so his mom will, like, freak out about that. And if his mom asks him, like, what religion I am, then...
Well, just make one up, other than Jew.
Well, he won't lie to her.
It's not lying. Here's the thing about being an atheist. It's really like just being a referee in a game that you're not playing in. You know what I mean? You're not on this team. You're not on that team. You don't really care who wins. You're just kind of hanging out, making sure a fight doesn't break out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my role as an atheist. I hang out, make sure there's no flagrant fouls.
So just make up a word that starts out with ref, like a
right.
referendologist.
Yeah, or just go with his religion. You can be a chameleon as an atheist. It doesn't matter. You can take on who you're going to offend. You don't have a God. Just take on whatever you want.
He won't talk to her about it. So should I call her and talk to her about it? Or
no.
No?
Amanda.
I worry about this guy and his interest in you, by the way.
Yeah, if he were really into it, he'd be talking. He'd figure it out. He'd find a way, Amanda. Do not push on this. Do not.
Yeah, because guys have a higher calling than the Almighty.
It's the Almighty.
They got their
Pepe.
They got Pepe. Mm-hmm. They have the God of puberty calling. And that call
what a weird guy to say that, though. I would date you, but I want to go to heaven.
Yeah.
Amanda.
So that makes you the devil.
Here are two choices. I'm going to give you two possible options. Neither one are good. One option is he is lying, and he's not that interested, and he just is using this as sort of an excuse, and maybe he's just making the excuse up for himself. I mean, maybe he just needs to believe it, but ultimately he's not that into you, or he wouldn't use it. Or two, he's just a pussy. Either way, you're screwed, right? I mean, Drew, isn't there a catch-22 here? Isn't she screwed both ways? Either he's lying or he means it.
Yeah.
Either way.
Perhaps he means it, and you got to respect him for having principles, but he ain't going to be a good boyfriend, so.
Right. Okay.
Doesn't matter either way.
Don't. And you know what I love about women? Women are into bad boys who are unavailable, and they're into saints, just as long as they're unavailable.
As long as they can't have them.
That's the through line.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing.
That's the whole thing about priests.
The way of the world.
I should have picked up some kooky religion when I was in high school. But turned a Jehovah's Witness or something. Told the ladies, well,
it's never too
I'd like to nail you, but Jehovah says no. Oh, wait a minute. Jehovah's speaking. Oh, BJ's okay, as it turns out.
Annie, 18.
But he says we only got 10 minutes.
Says I don't have to go down on you.
Hello?
Right, right, yes. Jehovah says no to that. I can do it, but I have to work through the comforter. All right, Annie, what's
it's a
up?
Dental dam.
I had a question for Nick.
Hi, yes,
here he is.
Nick, I was wondering, in What Was I Thinking, what was the word that was so horrible that you made a song about?
The song What Was I Thinking is just about the general feeling of regret of, like, getting in a situation that you regret. It's really more of a feeling than a specific story that I have to tell. And a lot of people have asked me that. I wish I had some good little anecdote, but it's just a feeling.
Hey, Annie?
Yeah?
That's all you're getting.
Wait, hold on. Can I please just have one more question?
All right, hurry.
Okay. How come you guys never play Stealing Happy Hours or anything off your first three independent albums live except for on 311 Day?
We play Stealing Happy Hours now and then. And we just, you know, want to move on, musically. It's like, you know, when the Beatles had been playing for 10 years, they didn't want to play I Want to Hold Your Hand, you know, after all that time, not to compare us to the Beatles, but we've got a lot of albums out, and you got to imagine how far away what we were doing 10 years ago is compared to now. So, but we actually played Summer of Love a couple weeks ago because a bunch of kids had signs. And
that's it's a good Beatle point, which is when they were later in the years with the Sergeant Peppers and I guess Abbey Road and stuff like that, you picture everyone wearing a beard and a Nehru jacket, and then you picture them doing I Want to Hold Your Hand
and bopping just around. It just
sounds,
no way.
Sounds ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like an impossibility to see John Lennon with a full beard and those little specks playing I Want to Hold Your Hand.
What's weird, though, about that period of history is that time from when they did the Ed Sullivan Show until Abbey Road.
4.5 years.
Yeah.
I know.
It seems like 50 years. It's really like a whole generation.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I've been reading books about the Beatles, and they went so far so quick from year to year. I mean, like two albums in some years that were just so groundbreaking. It was just like unbelievable time. You can spend a whole life studying the Beatles.
Aesthetically, it was just amazing. I mean, these guys.
Just the cultural changes that occurred in that
everything
period.
Everything that's going on.
It looks like, you know, basically sort of from medieval times to modern times. You know, it's like, yeah, it's about what transpired.
Yeah. It was like really 5 years.
Yeah.
All right.
That's weird. That's weird.
Let's talk to. They were only together for like 7 or 8 years, weren't they?
Yeah.
It was really amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
Nine, like, but still.
Well, I mean, together, but I mean, they really hit in like 64, and they're pretty
a
much.
Earlier.
Well, 62? Was
yeah.
It 62? Was
they were,
it?
They went well to about 74, so.
No. Like they were done in 70.
Yeah, 70. They put out one album after
eight
that.
Years?
I would. I mean. They had.
It was basically just the 60s.
Strangely, I was thinking about the Doors recently too. That was like 2 years or something. I mean, think about that.
Well, yeah, the Doors. The
so
Doors
drunk and so fat, so quick.
Yeah, the Doors were like I don't know, 66, 67 to like 71.
70. That's it. Boom.
I know.
I mean, they were, and by then, and by 70, they were just toast. I mean, they could barely perform.
But like, when did like Hard Day's Night come out? Wasn't that like 64?
Probably.
I don't even. I mean, they were around. They were together. I don't know if they had number one hits in 62. I'm saying it's even a smaller window than that. It's incredible the short period of time they were together. Corey.
Yeah.
You're 14?
Think about how the country changed in those
years. Have you ever heard of the Beatles?
Yeah.
All right. That's good.
How about the Doors?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead,
good
buddy.
Times.
All right. My girlfriend, her best friend, keeps hitting on me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, grabbing me and stuff, trying to call me and stuff, and I keep telling her to stop, and she, like, won't.
How old is she?
I think she's my age. I never asked her age.
Boy, that's a tough problem there.
Boy, you must be some kind of hot.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He smokes a little weed.
Well, yeah. You smoking some weed, Corey?
No.
Oh, huh? Dude.
Come on, buddy.
I ain't never done that.
Never done that?
Uh-uh.
All right. You better start, because everyone just assumes you do. You might as well do it. All right, hey,
we're
Corey?
We're quick to see him.
No way.
That wasn't him.
I know. All right, Corey.
Yeah.
This is not a problem. Yeah. Sorry, buddy. I don't care about this problem. All right? All right?
I'm a little concerned about the marijuana.
Yeah, I don't care. Hey, listen, whenever a guy tries to pull that... Yeah, man, she's all over me. I don't know what to do because it's pretty uncomfortable because she's got it real bad for me. I'm always like, listen, dick, please. This
if
is
you
like,
wanted to put a stop to it, you
my,
could.
My balls weigh so much I can't ride a unicycle. I mean,
that's a non-problem.
This
is bragging on the radio.
Yeah, if you wanted it to stop, you could make it stop, for sure.
You lose.
You can convince anyone to leave you alone.
Yeah.
Some people take a little more convincing, but if it's what you really want,
you can get it.
Believe me. It's like how much, if you hate liver, how much liver you eat in a lifetime? None? Same thing. You figure out how to do stuff or not do stuff you don't want to do, and this is just one of them.
Metaphor to live by, people, from Adam Carolla.
Don't eat liver. Nick Hexum is our guest tonight from 311. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. That's Dr. Drew. Nick Hexum is our guest tonight from 311. We're going to hear something off the new CD in just a couple of few. What was I going to say, Drew?
I don't know what we're going to say.
Guess what time a car is going to pick me up tomorrow?
3 a.m.
4:30?
3:15. 3:15.
Howard Stern? Now, this is one of those satellite radio tour
for
things.
What?
They wanted to pick me up for that Burger King commercial.
Oh.
They wanted to pick me up at 3, but I said, let's make it 3:15. So, you know, I won't know what to do with myself for that extra 15 minutes. Thank God I was in Vegas today.
Are you doing it here?
Working all day.
Jesus.
No, I don't know where I'm doing it. I don't even
He's
care
still
anymore.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Oh, my God. I was up at 8 this morning in Vegas, and I landed at 9 o'clock tonight.
And Drew's the one drinking coffee, not you. I don't know.
What time did I go to bed? I'll go to bed at 1:30 tonight.
I don't understand why you're bothering. You would go right to that radio studio now and plop down, sleep for whatever period of time you have.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to have my life. You know what I mean?
You don't get it anyway.
I like to take a nap.
That's where I'm getting too old for this stuff. Just thinking about it makes me ill.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my kids are playing in the Rose Bowl this weekend. Did I tell you this?
Listen, I've had enough of those kids. Drew.
Did I tell you this?
I've got to be honest with you. Those kids are living too good a life.
You got to come visit. Come, you got to watch this game.
What are they playing? If you tell me they're playing a Pop Warner football game in the Rose Bowl, they'll jump right through that window.
I beg your pardon, but that's what you
Oh, my God, these kids, when they're not ice skating in the south of France, they're playing in the Rose Bowl.
They won a contest since they're playing their first game in the Rose Bowl. I'm announcing in the announcer booth. Come on.
Oh, I want to kill him.
Come on.
I'm so jealous.
So jealous.
So jealous.
You've heard about his childhood. It was nothing like that.
The only thing you had was football, but that was, you know, they played in parks and things.
Yeah, we played at North Hollywood High. And then
no pads.
Sun Valley High was our home field. That Sun Valley High is a real dump. I mean, they literally have a dump, like, on the campus. It smells... Right, you've been to Sun Valley?
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful, glorious place.
Yeah, imagine Sun Valley's your home field.
Ooh.
Ugh. Ah!
No listen, offense,
come,
Sun Valley.
You got to come to this
No,
game.
Sun
you
Valley. Listen, you Sun Valleyans should know how much where you live sucks. You can get out.
Yeah, but it's called Sun Valley. It must be beautiful.
It's just a nice way of saying a desert.
Oh, no. What? All right.
No, you got to come watch this. No, come on.
Chantel?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I have this guy friend in my life. I don't know whether he's a boyfriend or just a friend. And I want to know if I'm wasting my time with him.
Yes.
I'm sorry, he's a friend with benefits kind of thing?
Yeah.
All right, if you think that's going to go beyond that, you are sorely mistaken.
But he treats me like a girlfriend. We go to the movies, he holds hands with me when we're in public and
stuff. He likes you. You're a good friend, and he likes being physical with you.
And you told him to do that, or he wasn't going to get any more.
Yeah, but
no,
also,
I didn't tell him to do
also,
anything.
Also, he has not been dishonest with you. He has told you what his feelings are. How men act when it comes to a physical relationship has nothing to do with how they're feeling. I mean, nothing. And if he tells you he's feeling a certain way, believe him no matter how he acts.
I'll take it a step further and say we'd rather screw people we don't like.
Well, he says I'm a special friend.
It's better.
Can talk to me about
yeah, who's in charge now, baby? That's
yeah,
right.
But he said you're
not
a friend.
Not so smart anymore,
he's
are
been
you?
Very clear. You're the friend. And guys don't go from friend to much else.
No.
So you think I'm wasting my time?
Well,
we know
probably.
It, yeah.
Well, hold on a second. How old is this guy?
22.
22. And what is the reason?
You sound young.
How old are you? She's 19. Why will she not? Why will he not be your boyfriend?
He doesn't want the name. He wants to be able to know he can be with any girl he wants.
Well, that's pretty straightforward.
Signal.
Yeah.
Little
but
flag
he
there.
He told me that while he's with me, having sex with me, he's not going to have sex with any other girl.
Right. While,
at the same time.
Right. While he's in the act.
Time.
Yeah, in the act.
Well, he only has one penis.
Right. So yeah. Yeah, but the next day, he could go on right to someone else.
And even if that is the case, then he's just hanging out with you until his new ride comes in.
Just start blowing him off.
All right?
All right.
That's it. Listen, you deserve better than that, right?
Yeah.
You deserve a boyfriend.
Yeah.
You want a boyfriend, so you should have a boyfriend.
Stop wishing and start dealing with reality.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
Good times.
Oh, not
man.
Really.
No, not really.
Bad times.
Bad times first, and maybe some good times after.
Yes,
some healing.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. It's it becomes so alluring to women when you pull that stuff on them. I should have done that.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy?
That would have worked. Then you would have had some action at them if you'd just been an a-hole.
Yeah.
Or more of an a-hole. Yes.
Thank you.
Kathy.
You're 23?
Hi. Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, look, this is the deal. I feel really dumb calling right now, but I was listening to you guys, and I just had to ask you this. Okay, I've been dating this guy for 2 years now, okay? And he's a musician, and he signed
Pigs.
And everything, and so...
He signed?
Yeah.
All right.
He's
signed
on a big
his record. Life away, yes.
So he leaves, okay, on town. So I know there's, like, lots of girls and stuff. We're planning on getting married and everything. So I just kind of, like, black that out, you know, like, okay, he'll get over it. Okay?
Huh.
So I kind of know what's going on because I see the whole picture, you know. Like, I see what his friends do and I see how that whole scene is. So
Kathy,
I just kind of, like...
Kathy, you see it and then you block it out.
Yeah, well, I blocked
all right, but well, what's your question?
Okay, this is my question. So, I get a phone bill, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's
he's
like
calling the girls.
Yeah, so there's like...
Can't block it out any longer, can you?
Yeah, I cannot block it out. I mean, I love him, but I'm thinking like, okay, this is going to go away. I'm worried that I'm going to get like a disease. So, there's like all these numbers
that
on
sucks.
The phone bill.
I feel for you.
Who's he calling?
Because, you know, he's like the hot guy in town. He signed, and you probably really love him.
Oh, yeah.
See, I do love him. I love him a lot. And I'm hoping,
you don't
like,
want anyone else.
Because,
oh, man.
Here's the thing. If his record doesn't do good, if anything doesn't do good, none of those people are even going to, like, want to talk to him anymore.
Yeah, that's why he's hoping it's going to do good.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to do good, and I hope for him it does good.
I know, but I well, listen, if it does real well and he makes it on the show, I'll give him a nice foot in the ass.
You
guys will
are
be long,
getting played.
Long
that's
broken
the deal.
Up by then, yeah.
Long and short of it, you're getting played. And
big time.
Hey, Kathy, I'm curious, how many different numbers is this guy calling?
There's a lot. Okay, I got a phone bill like a few months ago, and I asked him about it, and I'm a really cool girlfriend, and I don't care if he has girls that are friends.
No, that's Mella.
So I try giving him the benefit of the doubt each time, and every time he's like, do you know who that girl is? Do you know who she is? And I feel stupid because he's like, well, you can call her up. And I just feel dumb, like I'm being the stupid
girl. Well, so what happens? Do you call her up?
Well, the last girl, yeah, I just called her up, and I was like, hi. I felt really stupid, and I was like,
what'd she say?
Well, at first she said no, and I got the feeling that the last girl that I had talked to, they try to cover up for him because they're like, oh, he's going to be in a band, and I'll be the one that you know.
You're getting played. All right. Once he shows you his true stripes, there's no...
He's also a dick, too. He's playing all these other girls, too.
Well, what did he say? What did the girl say?
Well, see, the girl said no. And then I told him, I called him up, and I said, okay, well, she's nobody. I said, you call her up on three-way right now and pretend that I'm not on the phone and have a normal conversation.
That's so brutal. Okay, I love that.
Oh,
and what did he say?
And he couldn't do it. He suddenly had to put his shirt on, and I said, look, if the phone disconnects or something, I said, that's it, because I'm going to know that you called her up, and you told her that I'm...
All right, so what? And what did he do?
He didn't do it. And then so I called up the girl, still trying...
You're the last girl.
Watch. Here we go. And action.
Thinking, hello?
Yeah. Nothing, yeah. Keep going.
Okay. Yeah. My phone was cutting out.
Oh, no, okay. Sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
So
I was still trying...
And go.
You guys have sex? Are you guys friends?
Right.
Well, we're all...
Let it run for a little while here. And back.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. I just feel so dumb.
No, listen, I feel your
pain.
Why
do you feel dumb?
We were listening.
Yeah, why do you feel dumb?
Hey, this is the thing.
I'm in hysterics over here.
Totally retarded when I hang out with
you. Feel retarded?
This has been over.
Yeah.
Hey, Kathy?
It's what? Wait, yeah. My phone keeps, like, doing something.
You all right, baby?
Yeah. Hello?
Well, listen, in a perfect world, if you could get this guy to act exactly how you'd want him to act, how would you want him to act?
Okay. Loves me, let's get married.
Right.
I've given him lots of chances to be like, look, you're going to be in a band.
I hear you.
We have stopwatches.
Oh, I love you so much. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the joys of muting.
Right.
I just hate that.
Right.
Why does he have to do that? Like, I'm going down there tomorrow.
She's quite verbose.
All right, baby.
Very wordy. Well, you're getting played. You're a doormat. And
it's not just because he's in a band.
No,
he's an idiot. He's in a band, and he's an idiot.
That makes the allure, though, probably.
Yeah, so why is he able to get away with this BS? And why you have to be with a guy that's an a-hole, we could explore that.
You need to tell the operator guy the name of the band so he can secretly tell me, because we got to know.
Tell us and tell us what kind of music they play and who they're influenced by, all
right?
Sing
a song.
No, no.
Okay, well, I'll tell you off.
Okay, so, all right. All right, man. All right, hey, Kathy. Yeah, break it up. That's it.
Oh,
it's over. Okay.
That's all right.
This one's over.
Okay.
That's all right. You find some nice, boring guy. And look, you got to take a good look in the mirror, because why are you interested in this guy?
Yeah.
You women, you go after these guys. The guy's probably wearing retarded boots, and he has extensions on his hair, and he shoves gym socks down his leather pants before he goes out on stage. And he has like an 85 IQ, and you're really into this dude. And now you're blaming this dude, this guy who's semi-retarded, for having sex with strange and beautiful women when he's on the road. But take a look in the mirror. Why are you interested in this guy? There's plenty of nice guys. There's plenty of good guys. They're not exciting guys. Not this way. But they're good guys. Why aren't you interested in those guys? And those are the questions you should be asking yourself.
And don't blame it on the fact that he's on the road or in a band. He's the same a-hole you were attracted to. He just has an opportunity to express it more now.
But generally, people in bands are
irresponsible and they want to live out their rock and roll fantasies. And, you know, I mean, there's definitely exceptions. You know, I've got a girlfriend that I'm very faithful to, but, you know, there's just, this guy's just getting signed. He's going to go buck wild. You
so
know
they could
I mean?
Have slipped that in there just to make sure his girlfriend was clear on where he stood on this one.
Right. Yeah, she's yeah. checking the phone records right now.
Right now.
Carl?
Just special friends.
I'm clean.
Carl, you're 18.
Yeah, well, I'm almost 18.
All righty.
Congrats.
Yeah, well, I had two questions, but the guy was told me I couldn't ask the other one.
If you don't get to it, you may not be able to ask the first one.
No, that's man, it. It's done.
Yeah.
I don't like any of that stuff, Tom. Two questions, but the guy told me I couldn't just shut up. Jesus Christ. He told you couldn't ask it, so you don't ask it. Michael?
Hey.
You're 15?
Parts of the songs you sing, because, like, in different songs, you sing, like, different parts, and I just want to know, like, how you decide it.
Yeah. Just whatever happens comes out naturally, you know, whoever's, like, thinks of something to do, we do it.
Yeah, you know? Do you guys, like, write it together, or do you, like, write different parts, like the lyrics and stuff?
It works different ways. Sometimes, you know, I'll write a complete song and, you know, give him harmonies to sing. Other times, like, maybe Chad will write a complete song and SA and I will kind of just listen to it together and be like, hey, we can do this kind of thing here and kind of break it up, make assignments, and then, you know, go apart for a couple of days and come back and see what we came up with. And it's just kind of work by committee.
All right, cool.
All right,
thanks,
Michael.
See you later.
Hey, buddy.
Bye.
Good times. All right, let's...
hear a song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear a song from 311. This is from the CD from Chaos, which is coming out on the 19th.
No, it is not.
That's what it says.
It'll be tomorrow.
Oh,
it's
wait
been
a minute.
Out
oh,
forever.
619. Oh, all right, I screwed that up.
Oh, 01.
Yeah,
61901.
No, seriously?
I was staring at this.
We're on like.
Wait, does it say coming
single,
out or came
01,
out?
01, 61901. Yes, you're right.
It's the record it you've came, been listening
been,
to for
been,
the past year and a half.
And I was looking at the album
it
going, I thought 16. They had this album in here last time
yeah.
Nick was in here.
That's two times.
All right. What does that say? Or am I just too tired to figure that
it
out?
It came out on 61901.
All right. I got
to
get
way,
it together.
If it hasn't just come out or just about to come out, don't put that stuff on our. You know what I mean?
I don't care. I don't care. That's enough. I could have figured that one out. You know what screwed me up? Is every time, well, not every time, but quite often when a band comes in here, the album is released a day or two after they come in here. I think they work it that way intentionally. And since today's the 18th,
yeah.
I saw the 19 on there and was like, it's coming out
that.
Tomorrow. You buy that?
Yeah.
But I do. But it's funny how life works when you ignore certain things. Like I'm yeah. looking at the CD, going, it looks almost exactly the same as the last one.
I was looking at this, going, where's the new one?
These guys do not change a bit.
Wow.
Well, our next joint's going to be totally different.
Yeah.
Artwork, music, and everything.
Yeah, yeah. This it's been out. But here it goes, everybody. It's called I Told Myself.
The point misplacing. When they think of you, my mind's racing. I'm spacing out when I get to the point of no return. I get burned. I told myself I'm through with you. The last thing that I'll ever do. Let down my guard. Shouldn't be too hard. I know it's over. Gotta elevate. Forgot I can't believe I fell for it. But did it again. Told myself I'm gonna quit. But did it again. Can't believe I fell for it. But did it again. Told myself I'm gonna quit. This wouldn't happen again. Oh.
myself, I won't freak out, let you tweak out. On ecstasy and not next to me, I saw a different to the girl that you're testing me. I told myself to get a hold of myself, and I'm trying, I'm not lying. Don't make me mad, you know I love you bad. I wanna sniff the glue that holds me to you. I told myself to get a hold of myself, but don't rush me, can't you trust me? The sound I hear whenever you are near, I know it's never wrong, and it's my favorite song.
Can't believe I fell for it, but did it again. Told myself I'm gonna quit, but did it again. Can't believe I fell for it, but did it again. Told myself I'm gonna quit, but this was supposed to be the last time. I told myself this wouldn't happen again. I told myself I wasn't ever going to call you. I told myself I wouldn't let you back in. But here I am, trying, trying. Now it's all turned back, turned back.
Everybody, 311. That album came out 10 years ago. Maybe more.
The album that won't die.
Yeah.
Thanks to K-Rock and their incessant spinning of amber.
Oh, yeah. It's huge. Gold. Gold in them there CDs.
True.
All right. What should we do? I think we should take a little break. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk to Carmen, who's 20. Boyfriend worries about her high sex drive. Wants to know if... she wants sex all the time. We'll explain why she does or figure it out after this.
Hi, this is Robert Downey Jr., and you're listening to Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. Yes, Nick Exum is our guest tonight from 311. We should get back to the phones and tell you that Jim Brewer will be in here, comedian Jim Brewer. Tomorrow night. Goat boy. And I think he did some movies like Half Baked or Half Stoned or Half Cocked or Stoned Again or Still Smoking. I can't think of that. What's the name of that weed smoking movie? Half Baked. All right. Let's hop back on the phones and speak to Carmen, who's 20.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Carmen.
How you doing?
I'm tired.
You're tired thinking about getting up tomorrow morning.
I'm to be tired anyway.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Got a little problem. My boyfriend says that I'm addicted to sex. I mean, like, I love every aspect of sex, and he says that I have a problem with
it. You have a problem because he can't keep up with you?
Or yes, I think that's, I don't know, but just, like, I wake him up in the middle of the night, you know, thinking, hey, I'll, you know, go down and wake him up in a nice way. And, like, the other night he woke up and he's like, what's your problem? And I don't know. And I've talked with my friends, and they said, you know, I have, like, a high sex drive or whatever, but,
yeah.
You know.
Well, sometimes guys get a little weird when you wake them up, too.
Well, I bet he'd enjoy that.
Well, guys also get weird when there's a girl that exceeds their own drive. They don't know what to do with that. They're confused.
Well, is it like a chemical imbalance or anything? Because this is how I've been for a while.
Well, how often are we talking about here?
Well, I mean, like, the majority, we have, like, sex 3 to 4 times a day.
Uh-uh.
And I don't know.
And were you sexually abused growing up?
No, I was never, ever abused. I had, like, a perfect childhood.
Any bipolar or manic depressive type symptoms?
No, I'm half a kid.
All right, so maybe it's just yourself. It's, you know, but, are you satisfied sexually? I mean, are you...
I get a little frustrated, you know. I mean, like, if I can't get it, you know. It's not like I need it, like, all the time. Just when I'm with somebody, I want to, you know, enjoy that. And
well, four times a day.
Do you have orgasms?
I do, yes.
Four times a day is sort of all the time. Right? How else could you...
But I mean, like, if I don't get it, it usually ends in masturbation. But, I mean, it's just my friends think I should go to the doctor, get checked out, maybe, like, imbalances or something.
There are only two sort of common pathological ways to get into this. And it really, you wouldn't be called a sex addict. You'd be called more of a sexual compulsive.
Huh.
And usually that comes from having been sexually abused or traumatized as a child in some way.
But, yeah.
Being an addict, sometimes addicts when they're trying to deal with getting away from chemicals sort of get off into sex. And or being bipolar, being manic depressive, sometimes you become hypersexual.
Oh,
with that.
To any of that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you have any of those things. And some people just have very high sex drives that are just normal.
You just run a little hot, baby.
I guess so. I don't know.
It's too bad you couldn't have found a 22-year-old Dr. Drew to take care of you, because he was a passionate, passionate, passionate man in his day.
Yes.
But, you know, I guess waking him up, you know, going down on him, mm-hmm. some guys just, they want to be more in control than that, you know, and it might be annoying when they're not in the mood, and you do that, so...
If I don't push it, then I won't get anything.
Well, no, wait, but you're getting it four times a day.
Well, yeah, that's, like, the maximum, you know. That's, like, what? If I'm kissing ass or something.
What's the average?
The average is, I don't know, like, three times at most, anywhere, you know, like, at least once.
No, what's not, well, not at most? What's the average?
Yeah, probably, like, one time.
Once a day?
Yeah.
And you like it more than once a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, why don't
there's
you...
there's someone out there that... thinks you're his dream girl right there.
Well, hold on. Why don't you just treat it like a dessert, you know? You don't eat dessert three times a day.
Moderate.
Yeah, just have that nice slice of pie in the evening.
Just a what?
Just a little bit of pie. I like pie.
Well, just stop. Hold off.
What is she saying? I can't hear her.
I don't know. She's getting all horny.
No, shut up.
All right, baby. Just relax over there.
Have you heard of a pocket racket?
Yeah, get something going. Get a vibrator.
I do.
Okay, use that.
Have you heard of the dolphin?
The dolphin?
I haven't.
Yeah, what? Tell her about the dolphin.
What is the dolphin? I'd like to hear.
It's a sex toy. It's a special vibrator that finds a special spot.
Special spot.
Yeah.
A dolphin. What is the...
It's a little...
Dolphin.
Bang, yeah.
Oh, and is that found in your, like, adult stores? Or?
Yep.
No, they got it at the Gymboree at the counter.
Okay.
All right, goofball.
Baby furniture store, yeah.
Yeah. Tots and Stuff, I think, has it.
Baby Gap.
Baby Gap. Oh, my God. True, you don't get your kids any of that Gap crap, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Why?
I don't know. Shouldn't kids just be wearing tough skins and bad velour shirts?
Don't they do something to the rainforest? Or
yeah, they must do something bad. They have to do something bad.
Anyway.
Yeah, they're the man.
Anyway, I like when Nick moves along.
Eileen?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I still want to talk to Nick.
Oh, okay.
We'll go. Here he is.
Speak away, Eileen.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What?
Why does she say still wants to talk to Nick? Did we talk to her before?
Oh, no. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
I just want to talk to you because me and my cousins are really, really in love with you guys. And we were at the Irvine show and on the 7th.
Yes.
Yeah, and we had a sign for Chad, and we swear that you were, like, talking to us. So we were really, really crazy. But we just wanted to know if you know when they're going to show the pay-per-view thing.
The pay-per-view thing. God, this would be a great time for me to plug it.
Go ahead.
If I knew when it was going to be on.
Okay, what about 311 Day?
Do you know 2 or 3 weeks is when it's going to be on. We don't know what we're doing for 311 Day, but we do know that Radiohead did a pay-per-view thing by the same people at Warner, and they came down to the editing station and, like, watched our whole performance. Was like, how come we've never heard of this band? This band rocks, and it was very cool to get some props from Radiohead. But anyway, I think it's going to be like in 3 weeks or a month or something.
Oh, cool.
How come Radiohead never heard of 311?
Because we're no one in Europe.
Really?
Yeah.
Why aren't you guys bigger in Europe?
I don't know. You know, we were on a small label until this new record, and I think we've made some damage in Europe over this past album. We toured with Incubus over there, and so now we've got some fans, but it's something we're working on.
I just thought
big,
it was...
Big in Japan.
Oh, really?
Nick, could you do me like a huge favor?
Lay it on me.
Could you say hi to my cousins?
What's up, cousins?
Jamie, Kim, and Liz.
That wasn't me.
I'm sorry, but we so love me. Them.
Hi to you people, and thanks for coming to the show and holding up the sign. And
did you see it?
We love you for it. No, I remember something about that.
Yeah, he's seen that sign.
Yeah, sure he did.
But Drew, you've been on stage before, right?
Right.
You can't see stuff out there.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, if there's a hot chick out there and she's like 40 rows back, she got a big set on her. I mean, Drew, we've done, like, college shows. There's 3,000 or 4,000 people there, and you'll go, look at her. I mean, you can see.
But I'd be more likely, remember,
if
the sign was, you know, based at me, like, I'm all excited, right. I'm going to read a sign. Hey, oh, there's a sign. It's for Chad.
Yeah.
It's for the drummer.
How about
okay,
a Nick
cool.
sign? Christ's sake. Marcella?
Ciao.
You're 18?
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a problem on my hands here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Hand problem.
Excuse me? No, not a hand problem. Actually, it's with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a child, I was afraid of the big D word, as in divorce. And mm-hmm. now it's like, I never wished that they did get divorced or anything like that. But now it's... like I do.
What's happening with them?
They don't talk very well. Like, they don't communicate with each other, and it's...
They scream?
Well, when I was younger, yeah, they did.
Are you still living at home?
I am.
Are you going to get out of there?
Well, I plan to stay in the same city, but not here.
Are you going to go away to college?
I am in college.
All right. So you're away in college.
She's at home in college.
Well, you're at home in college.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you gotta get out.
Yeah,
I mean,
and let them handle their own business.
So much easier.
Yeah, it's just easier. It's really hard for you to get between your parents, and it's really hard to influence them. And really, at a certain point, you just have to sort of cut bait and get the hell out of there. And I think you're at that point.
So I should just let them deal with it?
Well,
absolutely.
You don't have
nothing
a lot of choice.
You can do.
Right.
Yeah, you're not the parent.
I know I'm not, but...
I mean, look, you can certainly express to either one of them and both of them that you don't like it when they go at it in front of you.
How it affects you is an important message to
tell tell your dad you're thinking about going lesbo, and tell your mom, stick with the lesbo. Yeah, tell her lesbo. Be consistent in case they talk about it. And tell them it's going to screw you up. I really would like to know how this worked. Like, if more parents... I wish I could train more kids just to go up when they were 12 or 11 or 5 or whatever, however old you are, and your parents are going at it, and you just look at them and you go, hey, listen, my brain is very soft and pliable and absorbs everything in this environment, and I'm going to have trouble with my old lady, Dad, if you keep going at it with Mom.
You won't care about
fact,
that. You got to say, I'm not going to have an old lady.
I'm going gay.
Mm.
I will go gay. Where
totally.
Is a penis?
Especially if, like, the parents are, like, bad-mouthing each other. That
yeah,
would
right.
just be the worst thing ever. And, you know.
Right. Your parents don't realize.
Stick to that. If you're going to get a divorce, don't talk smack about the other person.
No. No. And then the worst is when the kid becomes, like, a messenger pigeon in mm-hmm. between. Well, you tell your father.
He says you can't dance.
Your father said. Your mother. Oh, God, it's so pathetic, by the way. That to me just strikes me.
He says
me.
Your new boyfriend's a dork.
Right. Could there be anything more pathetic than that, than trying to poison the kid on the other parent?
It happens all the time.
I know.
Got a feel for it.
I wonder if my parents did that.
Oh, really?
Well, my parents wouldn't talk to each other.
My mother's parents would not speak to each other, and she said she never heard them speak their first names.
Yeah, but they weren't divorced.
No, but they never looked or spoke at each other. Tell Mrs. So-and-so to pass the salt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No wonder your mom's such a piece of work. My parents could not be in the same room or in the same area. They could not see each other or be near each other.
They'd fight?
No, they wouldn't fight. They were just so freaked out by each other, and so there was so much like bad blood and weirdness. I think they were both humiliated that they were stupid enough to be with each other at any given point.
And, oh, for God's sakes, look, we produced.
So it's like you could not pull up the drive. It was so weird. You get dropped off. You can't see. No one would come out. You couldn't do things at the same time. I mean, like if there was some event, and thank God they didn't go to any of those things anyway, but if there was a graduation or something, they wouldn't go.
Maybe that's why they didn't attend any of the football games. Maybe each other thought the other was going to be there.
There were certainly elements of that. No, they could not talk. They could not communicate. And while they did not badmouth each other, it was certainly weird.
Yeah, so at least they had that excuse. And your grandma, she just didn't like football.
No.
That's why she didn't go.
She wanted me to play soccer so I could grow up to be gay. Please. Oh, my God.
You got to come to the Rose Bowl this weekend. Come on.
Maybe. Megan?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Actually, the question I gave you was real, but can I just ask Nick a question instead because I don't want to take up too much time?
All right. We like that.
Okay. Actually, I have, like, I was at
the bait and switch.
Irvine. Huh?
The bait and switch.
Sorry.
It's okay. Irvine, what?
Okay. And I was in the pit, and I just have to tell this because this is so funny. There's this huge black girl right there to see Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Huge boobs. And I'm, like, tiny. I'm, like, 5'2". And she's 5'7", trying to start a fight with me because I, like, bumped her in a mosh pit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so loud out there, and I'm trying to, like, calm her down, and she's getting in my face, like, almost about to hit me.
Did she hit you with her boobs?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
More what? Than I would have liked.
Bouncy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, stop. Don't tell him anymore.
What happened?
Okay, so anyway, she's about to
He's drawing
to
pictures
me.
Of it
He's
right now.
He's filing it away for tonight.
Yeah, and then I'm talking to her because it's so loud there, right? And she's telling me, don't raise your voice to me. Don't raise your voice to me. Like pick on the little white girl or something like that.
Yeah.
But, okay. And so, and then, like, these other people around us, like, tried, like, broke it up. And then, like, 5 minutes later, this is right after Hoobah Stank comes on, and she's, like, screaming. She's like, who the hell is 311? I didn't pay my money for this crap. And she's worried about losing her spot in the mosh pit. And meanwhile, I almost got a crap kicked out of me. So I hate to do this, but, like,
she's going to need a refund, Nick?
No. Oh. Well, I didn't pay for my tickets, but.
Okay, smart.
Okay.
Great.
I was one of the people that kind of broke into the mosh pit. But
mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It was worth it. So I wouldn't ask if you weren't, like, just so cool, but could you sign something for me, please?
Are you out and back here or something?
No.
Sure, I'll be right over. What do you mean?
No, I'm serious. Can you please just send me something? I've been listening to you for such a long time, and I know that sounds retarded, but, like...
Well, what if... Let me ask Nick this. It's if you send, like, one of those self-addressed stamped envelopes, it's a lot easier to send stuff.
Oh, I know, but it's, like... I'll never get anything if I do it that way.
Okay. Just give your info to the person and...
Okay, thank you.
Give it to Brian.
We'll get you something.
Okay, I love
but
you.
We appreciate you dealing
right.
with
and this is the last one.
Perils of the mosh pit.
Yeah. She's,
and the boobs.
She's got big huevos, this one. I didn't pay, but I still need you to sign something and send it out to the house. And, yeah, do the express delivery on it. I know it costs a little more, but I need it in a couple days.
Morning delivery.
Yeah. Let's take ourselves just a little bit of a break. Nick Hexum here from 311, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Adam Carolla here. Dr. Drew over there. Drew's allergic to controversy.
That's right.
Can I just say real quick that, Adam, yeah. you turn it on and off so quick, and I don't think our audience has any clue that you go, you're so pissed. And then I turn the mics on, you're like, hey, everybody.
He was just ranting.
I was just screwing around, though, with my hey, everybody. Yeah. But I appreciate that. Yeah, I wanted to do a juxtaposition there just to entertain Drew and Nick. Oh, this
acting
horrible country
exercise.
We live in. Yeah, not bad, right? Nick Hexum from 311 in here. We'll go to the phones.
Thank you.
Take a few more calls before we wrap it up. Michael?
Hey, hello?
Hey, you're 25.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
I hope you guys aren't mad at me, but they wouldn't let me off my original question. I had to come up with something fantabulous.
All right.
We're mad at you.
Oh, please don't.
No, we're not mad at you. It's just, you understand.
We can't encourage.
Yes. we cannot encourage people to call in with one question and then ask another. It's gonna throw this show off its axis.
Bait and switch is not advisable.
It's kind of cool when a chick does it, though. We're all ears when the chick does it. Nick, I'm sorry, but I didn't ask the question. But and we're like, oh, it's okay, baby. Okay. It's all right. What are you wearing? That's cool. Guy, it's like, sorry, we got policies. Really, we're like bouncers backstage. You can't see the band, dude. Hey, honey, no, come here. No, tube top, come here. Yeah, no problem. Go in there. Here. Here's a pistol. Go in there.
Pistol.
Angela?
Yeah?
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, well, this kind of is for a question for Nick, but I'm in a long-distance relationship right now, and I know that you guys, being in the band and everything, are traveling around a lot on tour, and I was wondering how you guys deal with the distance from being away from the people that you love, and any advice to, like, keeping a relationship.
No, wait.
Yeah.
Where is your boyfriend?
He's in Washington, D.C.
What's he doing out there?
He's going to school.
And he used to live in Yucaipa with you?
Oh, he used to live in California, yeah.
Nice spelling on Yucaipa, guys.
That's crazy, Yucaipa.
You ever been to Palm Springs?
Yucaipa's
right there on the way.
Yeah.
And he went out, where is he in school right now?
He's in Washington, D.C., out where he lives. Yeah, that's where he's originally from.
Which school is he at?
I'm not positive. It's a small JC out there.
Well, you guys are close, huh?
Why did he go to a JC?
No,
why did
he go
out there for JC?
Well, he's
is this temporary?
Coming.
He's coming back? When are you going to be together? Because, I mean, it's like...
He's going to come back. He's moving back here.
All right. Yeah.
The rule of thumb is that long-distance relationships suck.
But and don't work.
And don't work. But if it's just temporary, then sometimes, you know, you can make it work. I mean, with me, I'm only apart from my girl for a couple weeks at a time. So I don't really have experience with, like, it's not even a long-distance relationship. It's just, because most of the time, the majority of the time, people think I'm touring all the time, but I'm not. I, most of the time, is at home and fairly normal life. But if he's coming home soon, then you can keep it going, but...
We wouldn't advise it. Yeah, it's, especially at your age, it's sort of sacrificing a big chunk of your development.
Oh, the part where he's going to D.C. to go to a JC.
Yeah, this is troubling. And maybe he's not as into the relationship as she is or thinks he is.
Right, I missed that. That's right.
I got into
the place that lets everybody in. So
Well, he went across the country to go to a JC.
Once in a while, a guy tries that move where he goes out of town to go to a junior college, and it seems like he's going off the college, and people don't really question it too much.
Right, just the way to go to college. But I asked him, why? Oh, that's where he's from. That's not a good answer.
All right. Sarah?
Yeah.
You're 20. Hey.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Well, okay. I do have an actual question, but, you know, my vagina can wait for a second. 311's there, so I gotta tell you that you're awesome.
You shouldn't make the vagina wait, no.
Well,
you know, even for 311? It can be very dangerous. The 311 will always be there.
Yeah, the vagina may not.
Going at this rate, we will always
be there. Okay, but your brother Zach Hexum?
Yeah.
He makes good tunes, too. I have his CD, and it's
so true.
Fabulous.
Zach,
but anyways, okay,
I had dinner with him tonight, and he is an amazing singer-songwriter, a la John Mayer, or he's like this...
Really?
Yeah. He's like this solo, like, writes really intelligent, cool, catchy songs.
Is he younger or older?
He's 8 years younger than me. And
wow.
He's a jazz player that can shred on every instrument, and Stryker's been playing his remix of Amber.
Wow.
So, a nice little plug for my brother there.
Nice. Well, we'll have him on one day.
And who has been writing songs with my girlfriend. So, it's all in the family.
Sarah?
Yeah. Okay, my actual question was, I've been on the pill for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And for the past 6 months, sex has become more and more painful.
How long have you been on the pill for?
2 years solidly.
Same pill?
I had been on orthotricycline for a while, but that was starting to make it so that I had no sex drive whatsoever, and so they had put me on a pill called Elise.
Elise,
and that was causing quite a bit of vaginal dryness.
All right.
And then I switched to the patch.
Okay, all right.
And that was making me terribly nauseous. So I tried the Elise again and just thought that the KY would work better because that's what my doctor recommended. But now it's like, it's not really external. It's more like inside where it's...
Yeah, you've got to change pills again. You got to talk to... Are you seeing a gynecologist?
Oh, I had been previously, but since I just moved, I haven't been...
Try to find a gynecologist because it's sort of a complicated situation. Triphasic pills are shutting you down. Well, many women, that actually increases their sex drive.
She's calling from Alaska. Do they have gynecologists over there?
They got them up there. Yeah, they may call them something. Yeah, they may call them something different, but I know they have them.
It sounds really to Alaska. Come on, the rush is on. It sounds like a punchline.
They call them stirrup doctors.
You'll
put your feet in the stirrups.
You'll get colder poontang than an Alaskan. You know, sounds like a punchline. I don't care about her. Let's talk to Alex for a second. Go to the gynecologist. This kid's 19, says he's going in for brain surgery. And we got to get off the air.
All right. What do you got, Alex?
Seconds.
What's happening Friday?
How you guys doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Good.
I got Arnold Chiari malformation.
Yeah.
And I'm going in for the surgery on Friday.
With a gamma knife, or what are you having done?
I don't know the exact name. Something decompression.
All right.
And I don't know, I'm just sort of pretty damn nervous and scared and just wondering if you could offer any advice for, you know, way to psych myself up or a phone number I can call for, you know, any sort of psychological...
You should be asking the neurosurgeon very definitely for this kind of referral. There should be people available for you and your family when the surgery is done. This kind of thing can go just fine. I'm surprised they're not really doing gamma knife on it, but... And it can be fine. I mean, really, whenever they open the cranium, it feels funny. There's changes for a while. You can have seizures and things. And it can be sort of an unpleasant post-operative or stormy course, but things should be fine. And absolutely, your neurosurgeon should be able to give you referrals immediately, both before the surgery and especially for afterwards for supportive therapies.
All right, Alex?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, good luck.
Take care. They do it all the time. They can do this stuff in their sleep. It's just like for them... it's no different than just carving off a wart.
Nice.
All right, buddy. You'll be asleep.
All right.
Yeah, just keep thinking about being asleep.
I will definitely
all right, buddy.
Be doing that.
Take care of yourself.
Good luck.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Well, bad times, as it turns out. Mm-hmm. We'll take a quick break. Nick Hexum's here from 311. We'll be right back.
Well, that about does it. Nick Hexum, thank you for coming here this evening.
Thanks for having me.
The CD is From Chaos, came out 6/19/01, as a matter of fact, but not for a
long time.
14 months.
Our next record probably will come out like next May or something.
And as far as Adam is concerned, it's coming out tomorrow, so that's fine. And so here we are. Well, thanks for coming. It's always a pleasure, and you're welcome anytime.
Right on.
Please don't be a stranger.
Hey, thanks to the fans out there that called in. You know, it's always real encouraging to hear that.
Great. And this is Dr. Drew. Until next time, on behalf of Adam Carolla, saying mahalo.
Man, I'm going to go home and kiss my penis.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.